ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Oh. And throw your keys up.
Bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. You know Beyonce's my girl, right?
I've been knowing that.
Okay,
yeah.
So now she's out with a country song, Texas Hold'em. Yeah. She's from Texas. But this song has created some controversy. Some people have said, how can she put out a country song? They don't like it.
Oh, and I'm on the other side where like, hey, just create music you love, you know?
I mean, she could sing the alphabet and I would be in support. Yeah. But anyway, she is just, in this song, she's wanting them to just put the cards down and come dance.
Yes.
Come out on the dance floor.
Like, come pay attention to me.
So, if a guy just, like, drops what he's doing and joins you on the dance floor, joins me on the dance floor, I would consider that a green flag. I mean, yeah, that's the guy for me.
So, the red flag would be he keeps on playing and doesn't pay any attention.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not going to work.
So, are you telling me today on our podcast, Bringing It Home, we're going to talk about green flags of
a relationship? Well, it's still March. It's still March. And we said we were going to focus on green. So, yes. I've seen enough on social media about red flags, red flags. We need to talk about some green flags, okay?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think that green flags are definitely something that people need to consider as much as those red flags.
Well, see, spring is officially here. Can I say it now?
Yes.
Okay, spring is here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some people might use this as an opportunity to start a new romance. I don't know. Or you may be evaluating your current romance.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We don't know what your situation is.
Right, right. But if you're considering, you know, getting into a committed relationship or evaluating either one, it's really important for you to look for those red and green flags. But green flags is an idea that a lot of people aren't familiar with. So we want to share some of those today for sure. And these green flags are going to help you decide if you've really found somebody that's worthy of you giving your love and time to.
That's fun. This is fun.
I love it. So, okay, I have found for us to talk about today 6 green flags.
Okay.
And I found some information from the One Love Foundation.
So if they do these 6 things, they're the one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, these are just 6 ideas to help you see if this is a good thing.
Oh, just to explore.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
All right.
So, number one, this is a huge green flag. You can be your authentic self. You be yourself. You don't have to put on. You don't have to perform. You don't have to act in a way that is not true to who you are. You can feel like you can be honest. And I think, well, for you and me, you know, we just kind of say what we think.
Yeah.
That's important for you to be able to share your opinion without feeling judged or being ridiculed for that.
Yeah. Now, this is very important. I mean, you know, you can only perform for so long. So you can pretend to be somebody else.
Right.
But that's going to get old. And you're going to want to be yourself. And at some point, you're going to slip up and say something.
I agree.
Give an opinion.
Yeah. Well,
that's not going to go over well.
It's really important from the very beginning that you are you. Because if not, you're building a relationship that's not built on the truth.
Right. And that's not fair to the other person. You wouldn't want them to do that.
No.
You know, you are trusting that the other person is presenting their authentic self. So it's only fair that you do the same thing.
Right. So a huge green flag in a relationship is that you can be your authentic self and they can too.
So you can be yourself no matter what. They can see you, you know, with no makeup on.
Yeah.
They can see you with your hair pulled back in a ponytail. They can see just basic you.
They can hear your opinions. You may vote different than they do, or you may have a different idea about something, and it's okay.
They can be okay with the Beyonce song and you don't like
it,
but
you're good with it.
You can express your opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's number one. That's
okay.
A huge
number
green flag.
Yes. Okay.
So another green flag is that you find yourself laughing and smiling a lot.
Oh, I have to laugh in a relationship. If I am not laughing, I am just not pleased.
Yes. Like, that's a true telltale sign that you enjoy being around somebody. And that this sounds so simple, Tenille.
It sounds like friendship.
Yeah.
A lot of it sounds like friendship.
Well, shouldn't you be friends with the person that you're in a relationship with?
You really need to be friends because I wouldn't want to be around anybody who I couldn't be my true self. Right. And now number two, you said we laugh a lot. So I like friends that I can laugh with.
Yeah.
So
maybe your mood is lifted. And it's not just those early days, like, you know, the early days of dating. Like, this is sustaining.
You gotta keep laughing. Keep laughing.
I mean,
for years to come. So make sure that you smile a lot around this person.
Yeah, for sure. So those are our first two green flags. You could be yourself and you find yourself laughing and smiling, you know? This one's huge to me, okay? Yeah. You feel respected.
Yeah.
Is a green flag. And for me, a lot of this is boundaries, okay? They respect your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking time to get to know each other so that I can really, like, see the all the green flags and potential red flags, you know?
Yeah, you got to take it slow.
Yes.
Because if we're going too fast, I might miss some red flags.
Right.
So, yeah, you've definitely got to take it slow, and they've got to respect that, not try to pressure, you know, things to move any quicker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, there's no pressure. There's boundaries, and those are respected and not, like you're saying, not pushed.
Yes.
And, you know, I think communication ties into this about being respected, that you feel heard. And that they are listening and they understand your point of view, even if they don't agree.
You've said that a couple of times. So are you suggesting that we're not always going to agree? So agreement is not what makes a relationship good.
No, honestly, that would be a red flag for me if everything I ever said, the other person always agreed with. Like, okay,
that would get on my nerves.
Yes, that's a red flag. Yeah. Like, have your own, be you. Like, they're obviously not able to be themselves with me.
Right, right.
So, yeah, respect is huge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling respected, that's a red flag. Yeah. If you are feeling respected and you are feeling heard and listened to and your boundaries are appreciated and not pushed, then you're being respected.
I like it.
Yes. I think this one's big, too. You want similar things in life.
Oh, and you got to talk about this. Communication. Here we go again.
It keeps popping up.
Yes, because you've got to talk about what you want in life. And, you know, not just the surface stuff. Well, I want somebody who's trustworthy and honest. No, we got to talk about what we want life to look like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at a certain point, we've got to have those conversations about, you know, if we take this, you know, to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to be married at some point? Do you want children at some point?
Where are you going to live? Are you, you know, is family?
Are we going to live in Tennessee or are we going somewhere else?
Right.
You know, maybe they've always wanted to live in Michigan and hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So that could make a difference.
You need to have those conversations sooner than later, not when you're about to walk down the aisle. Like, that, these need to be happening earlier in the relationship for sure. I think it's also important, when we talk about similarities in life, that's your common values and your morals match up.
Yeah, they need to.
You know,
they
the things
need to.
That you value, like trust and honesty and work ethic and ambition and even your faith. Like, whatever it is that's very important to you, kind of like a deal breaker kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sharing,
I call it a non-negotiable.
Oh, I like
so
that term.
So, it's my non-negotiable. You know, if this condition is not met, this condition is not met. You know, those are non-negotiables.
And we can't think that we can make them feel this way.
No, but you do. You get that sometimes. Right. I mean, you get in your brain, well, this is just the beginning. They're going to like me so much that they're going to change everything that...
Yeah. That, and especially when it comes to values and morals. Like, so that's something, guys, that we really encourage you to look for as green flags. That you have similar life ambitions and that you have similar and very common morals and values.
And I happen to know one of the top reasons why young couples get divorced is because they don't have a shared vision of the future. I mean, you know, they get married and they haven't really talked about the future.
Like, everything will just work itself out.
Right. Yeah. They really haven't talked about it. Yeah. So
you've got to have those life discussions with people that you are planning to potentially spend your life with.
That's right.
And if they won't talk about it, that is not a green flag.
They are not wanting to spend the future with you.
All right, hear me on this one. I like this.
Okay.
This next one says that it's a green flag if you feel challenged in a good way.
Okay? Challenged.
So this is about empowerment and teamwork. Like, they believe in you and your dreams, and they want you to reach them. Like, they want to help you. They have a passion, maybe a big dream, too, and you kind of feel challenged to help them. Like, you want each other to be successful, and it takes a team, you know?
I get it. Basically, you make each other better.
Yes.
You know, you're challenged to be better because you're with this person.
Yeah.
They motivate you. Yeah.
This is a good place to be. You're not settling to just be whatever with this person.
Right.
Like, you're always encouraged to, like, try something new,
mm-hmm.
or go for that dream, or, hey, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. And on the flip of that, you're helping them do the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, it's not, you're not in a relationship where it's like, why do you want to do that?
I was concerned when you said challenged, but this is a good challenge. I can see this. Yeah. I like this.
Like, don't get stagnant mm-hmm. in your relationship.
Right, right.
And they're always, no matter how long, if it's a new relationship or you've been together 30 years,
yeah.
they're always willing to encourage you and, hey, if that's something you want to do, go for it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. All right, this is another biggie. These are all biggies.
They are. That's why we're talking about right. them. They're biggies.
Right. Okay, another green flag uh-huh. is you want to make sacrifices, but not too many.
You're saying you want to sacrifice something for this person.
Well, I think commitment does involve sacrifice, don't you?
Oh, it definitely does. You yes, know. It does. You got to give up some stuff when you commit to somebody.
Right.
You know, that's just how it is.
But you shouldn't be expected to give up everything. And you shouldn't be expected to give up things that matter to you, your morals and values. You shouldn't be expected to give those up. Or your dreams that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm in a committed relationship with someone, sure, I'm going to make some, you know, sacrifices along the way. But they should be willing to do the same for me.
The word is compromise.
Yes.
You know, we've got to be willing to compromise and meet somewhere in the middle. Yeah. It goes back to we're not always going to agree on everything. Mm-hmm. And some things, like the Beyoncé country song, we can just disagree about that and it won't affect our lives.
Right.
But there are some things that we have to come to a compromise on, or it's going to start affecting our family, affecting our relationship, affecting our goals and dreams. And so we do have to be willing to compromise.
We do. That's what it's all about. You don't want to become resentful of a person and vice versa. So I think having some independence still as a part of a couple is important. You know, my husband and I have a lot of things in common, mm-hmm. but we have some different hobbies. And like, he loves to hunt. And I'm not going hunting.
I never hear you say I'm about to go hunting
because
this weekend.
I'm not. But I it doesn't bother. Like, I encourage it. I'm glad when he even goes with our son mm-hmm. and our daughter goes. And, you know, he goes with the friends. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad that he does that.
Right.
You know, whereas he doesn't like to read, but he knows that occasionally I need just a quiet afternoon by myself to read a book.
Y'all don't ever sit together on the couch and read next to each other?
No.
Oh.
You know, and I like to shop. He doesn't like to shop.
Yeah. No.
But he's never going to say, you can't go shopping. You know?
Right. So, oh, that's a red flag.
Right.
Red flag. No, I'm sorry.
You know, so there, even with all the things in common, it's good to be independent and, again, compromise on that. Because, you know, at the same time, he doesn't need to spend all his time hunting. And I don't need to spend all my time alone reading.
Right.
You know? You've got to be together, too.
Yes.
So I think that it's really important for us to consider green flags in a relationship. The ones we talked about today, and there's more. These are just a few we pulled today, is that you can be yourself.
Yes.
That you find yourself laughing and smiling. Just like that. You feel respected. You want similar things in life, and you're challenged, but in a good way,
mm-hmm.
and that you're willing to make some sacrifices, you know? And it can be scary to talk about these things with somebody, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to bring up any of these things sounds kind of scary, but,
yes. You
know, I hope that there are some listeners out there that have heard this list of green flags, and they are smiling, because the person they have met and plan to move forward with this spring meets all of these and checks all the boxes.
Or on the flip of that, you know, if you're thinking about diving out into the dating world, this is maybe a place you can start of reference. Hey, these are some things that are my non-negotiables.
Oh. You know?
But I think it's really important for us to pay attention to all the flags, the red and the green. They are there for a reason, friends.
Luckily, there are no yellow flags that I'm familiar with. There probably are. I'm just not familiar with them.
There is actually a new term.
Oh, no. I don't need to go there.
It's the beige flag.
Beige?
I learned about this.
Too. Wait a minute. We skipped yellow?
Yeah.
That's another podcast.
I
ain't going into all that. So, green month is ending.
Yeah.
We have been green all month long. Extension month is ending. So, it's been a blast. March has been wonderful.
It really has. And,
yes.
And we are excited to see what April's got in store for us.
Warmer temperatures, maybe some more sunshine. We're headed towards it. We're getting there. So thank you all for tuning in the words of Bob Marley. Now, I don't know, but I would think that he would have a couple of these green flags probably. I don't know. But either way, he would still want us to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
See you guys in April.